Tuesday night's temporary World Series blackout caused one New York sports blogger to tweet, "No Joe Buck, this isn't bad after all." After last year's World Series broadcast, Fox announcer Joe Buck doesn't have many fans in Kansas City either. And some Royals fans have had enough. From member station KCUR in Kansas City, Kyle Palmer has the story.
It's nearly impossible to go into a sports bar in Kansas City this October and not hear the voice of Joe Buck.
Perez and Gordon and Rios, one ball, one strike.
Which can bring back bitter memories for Royals fans like Adam Jones.
We weren't happy about it. We thought that his calling, especially of Game 7, wasn't kind of like down the middle.
That would be Game 7 of the 2014 World Series, a taut affair won 3-2 by the San Francisco Giants.
A World Series win for the San Francisco Giants for the third time in the last 5 years, and their hero, Madison Bumgarner.
Many Royals fans still think Buck showed favoritism towards the winners, especially pitcher Madison Bumgarner, and didn't give enough love to their Royals, who were playing in their first postseason since the Reagan era.
This cry about, oh, those national announcers, you know, are favoring the other team. Gosh, I've been hearing that for most of my career.
Max Usler teaches journalism at the University of Kansas. He says national announcers like Buck have always gotten heat from hometown fans who think their team deserves more attention.
The new element that's introduced in this is that they actually have an outlet to try to do something about that.
They being fans like Jones. Remember, he didn't like Buck's Game 7 call? Well, he and three friends began an online petition this October that attempted to get Fox to take Buck off the call for Royals games. They gave it the quixotic hashtag #MuteBuck. Jones thought it was funny, but never thought it would lead to this.
Welcome to Game 5 of the ALCS. I'm Adam Jones.
Jones's petition got more than 12,000 signatures, got tweeted by a few celebrities, and then got noticed by a new media streaming site called Rabble.tv. Officials with that site emailed Jones, asking him if instead of kicking Buck off the broadcast, he and his friends would like to do their own.
So Escobar stepping in to bat here, leading off the game.
I actually used to pretend I was doing exactly what we're doing here, like on the radio all the time. And to finally like have a legitimate reason to like do it is a lot of fun.
So for the past 2 weeks, Jones's Kansas City loft, where he normally runs his IT business, has been transformed into a radio studio.
Yeah, I was pretty happy with most of the calls last night. It seemed pretty fair.
Yeah, I felt like it was. 3-1 count now to Zobrist.
Jones bought professional mics and a mixing board to stream over Rabble.tv's free site. He's the de facto producer of the broadcast. Patrick Marriott styles himself the color commentator.
I really hope that he can maybe close this out real fast and get out of this inning with only, you know, under 30 pitches would be great.
Chris Mullins has been assigned the play-by-play duties.
Hosmer chases. Oof. And makes a nice underhanded diving play.
And Mike Farless calls himself the community engagement guy.
Shout out to your Ruby girl says, "I'm back."
So picture this, four guys sitting around, each with a mic in hand, watching a big screen projection of the actual Fox broadcast. On mute, of course.
You know, they're some of my best friends, and we usually do the watch parties, and we're usually, you know, saying these things anyway, and so now it's fun to kind of have an audience out there.
For broadcasts during the ALCS versus Toronto, more than 1,200 people listened online at Rabble.tv's site. For the World Series games this week, that number jumped to 5,000.
It's a new platform. It's a new way for people to kind of connect. It's kind of a social network in and of itself.
Rabble.tv also streams fan-produced broadcasts of NFL games, college football games, and European soccer matches. Site officials say fans crave direct DIY interaction with other fans, another way, in essence, to cut the cord with the network behemoths who have, as of yet, not challenged Rabble.tv's legality. Beyond that, media experts like Max Usler say the site could have other challenges.
The key thing is, can any of these new niche operations garner enough audience where you can make money off of? Can you ever get it past the hobbyist stage?
The Mute Buck guys don't pretend they'll actually challenge Joe Buck's place of supremacy in sports broadcasting. And if they're being honest, they also admit that Buck is actually pretty good at what he does. All they're really hoping for this year is to finally call the Royals a World Series winner. For Only a Game, I'm Kyle Palmer in Kansas City.